Four people killed, 40 injured after a terror attack near the Houses of Parliament in London yesterday. Some of the people caught up in the attack have been speaking about what they saw.
I was just cycling up from the embankment, and as I came onto, I think it's Westminster Bridge Road, just saw a car that had clearly like driven off the road into like the wall and the fence outside Parliament. And as I went past it, I noticed there was a body next to it and quite a lot of blood. People standing around and some people running towards, obviously, yeah, it could have just happened.
I was just walking across the bridge and suddenly a bus stopped and everybody started screaming. People came off the bus and they seemed very upset. And then I saw what appeared to be a trainer by the side of the road. And then on the other side of the road, there was a body. And when I looked further up, there was another body. And then when I looked over the side of the bridge, there appeared to be a body in the water as well.
A number of Northern Ireland MPs were at the House of Commons when the attack took place, among them Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, who is with me now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
My goodness, when you think about... I'll tell you what I think is frightening, how easy it is for terrorists to get into a car and cause that human misery.
Well, it is, Stephen, and anyone who can drive a car can now become a terrorist, and we've seen it in France with the lorry that mowed down scores of innocent people there. We've seen it in Germany as well with an attack involving a lorry. And now we've seen it in London with this car and the attack also on Parliament, in which a police officer, Keith Palmer, tragically lost his life protecting people like myself who were in Parliament at the time.
You were told, when did you first know something had gone wrong?
Well, Stephen, I had just arrived in from Belfast. I entered Parliament, the House of Parliament. I noticed on the screen that there was a division in the House of Commons on the pensions bill. So I was making my way quickly from Portcullis House to the House of Commons chamber to vote. There is a walk that links the Portcullis House to the main Palace of Westminster. I was there when suddenly a police officer shouted at myself and a group of MPs to get down. Before that, there'd been a loud bang coming from the direction of the gate. The police officer then ushered us into a side entrance into the main Parliament building, and we went from there, not knowing what was going on. We went from there up to the chamber and voted. And it was only at that point that we were told there was a serious incident in the grounds of the Houses of Parliament.
And when the MPs were told to get onto the ground, was that did they do so and obey that instruction in an atmosphere of calm, or was there panic?
There was calm, although there were construction workers. There's a lot of work going on in the House of Parliament at the moment. There were construction workers who were standing on the edge of New Palace Yard, which is the main entrance to the House of Parliament where this incident occurred, and they were shouting and clearly, they could see something that was going on the gate that we couldn't see. And there was no doubt you had a sense of fear on their part. But people remained calm. The police, I have to say, were extremely courageous in how they dealt with this. And I've no doubt that PC Palmer himself in harm's way, and as a result, he undoubtedly saved lives.
What should our response be to this?
I think our response should be very clear, and I spent hours afterwards. We were evacuated. First of all, the House of Commons was put in to lockdown. Some of us, I had left the chamber after I voted to go and check on our staff to make sure they were okay. And then we were evacuated outside into the yard outside the Speaker's home. And from there, we were eventually evacuated into Westminster Abbey. So I was speaking to many MPs and peers. And I can tell you, Stephen, there's an absolute determination that we will not be, we will not have our parliamentary democracy undermined by any terrorism. We are absolutely determined that the principles we believe in, democracy, freedom, human rights, the rule of law, as the Prime Minister said last night, these values and principles that are at the heart of our parliamentary democracy, we will uphold, and no terrorist is going to persuade us otherwise.